Good morning.
Good morning.
We want to thank you for joining us here in the house of the Lord before going to the big game tonight, also known as the Super Bowl. But we do want to remind you, I know Alexis, I'm not sure if she's here this service, but we have the Super Bowl of Caring at the end of the service. If you would be so kind to help us care for others in Jesus' name, there's a soup container back there to place money to help with the Super Bowl of Caring, of course spelled S-O-U-P-E-R. So that's a wonderful outreach, and we're very thankful to have the opportunity to be a part of that. We do want to welcome you here this morning. We're so glad you decided to join us despite the brisk temperatures outside. It's such a joy to always be here on Sunday morning, and I look forward to it so very, very much. I just got an announcement that says the box in the narthex for Randy Keeney's birthday card should have been there sooner. His birthday is on Friday, February 6th. Debbie will take the cards to him next Sunday, February 8th. So please don't forget your cards next Sunday. That's your last chance. So for Randy Keeney's birthday, we want to bless him with cards. If you have your bulletin, there's a plethora of information in there. I'm excited to see the junior, senior high youth calendar. If you know any youth, grades 6 through 12 that are looking for activities to do, certainly check out our Little Sortara youth calendar and see where you could plug in those youth and children that are in your lives, grades 6 through 12. There is a CPR course continuing to be offered. If you're interested in taking that course, we encourage you to sign up in the narthex. And we do want to just ask if there's any volunteers for the extended session. As we're here in this part of the facility, there's another part of the facility where there's children that need adult volunteers. So if anyone's interested in volunteering for the extended session, it's for children ages 2 to 5. So what a joy to be able to be a part of a child's life and help out in the process with the extended session. So it has information to contact Bonnie Bainey if you're able to help with that. We do want to remind you, tonight there won't be Triple J at the cafe. We kind of had a feeling most people are going to be watching the Super Bowl or doing some type of family event. So we'll see you on the 15th for the Triple J. If you haven't been there yet, I'd just strongly encourage you to come check that out. We did add a new component. Yours truly is going to be a poet, and I didn't even know it. So we're going to have poetry. And if you're an artistic person and you write songs or you write poetry, and especially if it has Jesus in it, if it encourages us, it supports the body of believers, bring it to the Triple J from 6 to 7 on the 1st and 3rd and share it with one another. I was awake till 1 o'clock this morning and just rhyming and rhyming one phrase after another, and I should have wrote it down and I didn't, but it was kind of cool to see how God was moving in that direction. I was actually going to rap for you this morning, but I thought that may not be such a great idea. Jeremy might not be too excited about that, but it was pretty good stuff. I was thinking I might want to call Lecrae or someone and see if they were interested in my lyrics. Most people are probably like, who's Lecrae? But it's a rapper. It's a Christian rapper. Buddy, you knew that, right? Of course you knew that. Yes. Excellent. All right. So are there any other announcements to highlight this morning? Again, praise the Lord. I'm just so excited to see all your beautiful faces here this morning. Turn next to your next door neighbor and just say, you're looking good this morning. You truly are. You truly are. Burl's got an announcement. If we can get a microphone. It seems to me like the flu season has ended a little bit. Not as many sniffles going around. Seems that way to me. At least my house is a little clear. Some other houses are clear. So, yes, Burl.
Curtis has a possible court date coming up this Friday. So I've been going around a one-man campaign, one-woman campaign, I guess I should say. I'm asking whoever can, would you send a card directly to Curtis? Remember, you need to handwrite everything you return. You must have your return address on. And you must handprint everything, no stickers. If you have lost his address, I'm ready to give it to you. You can come see me after the service. I've been running around all morning handing them out.
Wonderful. Yes, continue to encourage, pray for Curtis. Anxiety does build up as these things draw near, and we do know that love builds us up. So as a body of believers with just so much love to pour out, let us continue to do that and support our brothers and sisters in the faith and just send cards and show our support for each other. If you would turn with me to the back of your bulletin, it may also be on the screen for our litany this morning. It says, for little ones who build a world from blocks and crayons and friendships. For children who build up their hearts and minds by learning stories of faith and making connections. For youth who volunteer for work camps or disaster relief projects, building homes while building community.
We become
for adults who build relationships and strengthen families, who welcome the outcast to God's banquet table, and who love both God and neighbor.
We become
for older adults who build up the church by sharing faithful wisdom and companionship. Thank you, God, for reminding us that we become closer to you as we build one another up in love.
We are known by you, God, and are thankful.
Amen. Let's rise this morning and join in our opening hymn number 87. I think one of the greatest privileges we have as followers of Christ is to be able to come before him, to lift up our voices and share with him the joys and concerns of our heart. And we indeed have that opportunity now before us. If you have any joys or concerns that you would like to share with the congregation, that we might lift up in prayer.
We have a joy. Kathy and Leland and Josiah are with us this weekend, but I also have a concern that they have a safe travel back to Virginia this afternoon.
Hold that snow off just a little bit. Of course, it's going to miss us again, isn't it? What a letdown last time. I was so excited. We still got snow, though. Yes, Lisa. Is Lisa? Oh, I thought Lisa had the microphone.
I would like prayers for friends of mine that I went to high school with. Their names Amy and Jeff Stam. Their little girl, Laundry, she's 5 years old. She's actually in Juliana's kindergarten class. And tomorrow at CHOP, she's going to be having extensive surgery for a brain tumor.
Yes, we'll keep her in prayer for sure. Amen. Is it Andre? Is that her name? Andre?
I actually have two prayers requests. One is for Pastor Bob and Carol. They'll be traveling back home for a visit this week. Weekend, I guess it is. Also, I had Jenna at urgent care yesterday for her back again. She is in extreme pain, so please keep her in your prayers.
Yes.
Good friends of ours, Friday night, their little boy, well, he's not so little, he's 12 now, but he was in a car accident with three other friends and the grandfather. Three of the boys were able to be discharged immediately, but Jacob spent the night in the hospital. The grandfather, who was the driver, is still in the hospital. So prayer for Jacob, Dix, and all his friends.
Let's turn to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for a love that is everlasting. We thank you for a hope that we have through you. Lord, you've heard our concerns. You know those that are dealing with pain as a result of a car accident, as the result of a surgery. As we go through this life, we know that there'll be times where we struggle. There'll be times where we often even question, why do I go through what I go through? But Lord, we're turning to you this morning. We're lifting all these prayer concerns up to you, and we're asking you to just meet us, Lord, to connect with us on a level that we'd be able to have an understanding that only can come through you. We want to pray for safe travels. We want to pray for this five-year-old that's facing brain surgery. Lord, we pray for the surgeon's hands, that you would guide them, you would steady them, and we pray that you would just give this five-year-old a peace that comes through you, and we would allow the surgery, Lord, through you to be a success, and you would just protect that family as they gather around just waiting for the outcome. And Lord, we think of other surgeries upcoming with Jen and those that are dealing with rehab and dealing with the loss of loved ones. Lord, we just pray your healing touch upon them, your love to surround them. And Lord, as brothers and sisters in the faith, we just pray that we would encourage each other, we would continually lift each other up on a daily basis. And we don't forget, Lord, our brothers and sisters in Nigeria who are facing persecution on a daily basis. And we just continue, Lord, to lift up the Boko Haram and pray that you would just shine your light upon them, that they would see the evil that they are doing and turn from their ways. And Lord, we do believe in peace. We believe that you bring peace, Lord. So we're just lifting up our brothers and sisters and lifting up those that are persecuting them and asking for your peace to be still in their lives. Father, just thank you for your Holy Spirit here in this place, for guiding us, for comforting us, for leading us into truth. We pray that you would just remind us of just how much of a nurturing, compassionate, caring God that we serve. And we turn to him during these next few moments of silent prayer, lifting up those trespasses, those things we've done this week that we're sorry for, and we ask for your forgiveness during these next few moments of silent prayer. Father, thank you for your forgiveness offered through the cross. We turn to that cross on a daily basis and are reminded of the suffering and the pain and the blood that your Son shed for us. And we don't live a moment of any day not remembering the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be free. So Father, this morning, if we feel like we're not free, if we feel any type of guilt, any type of shame, any type of value that doesn't come from you, we pray that we would cling to you, Lord, and look to that cross and know that we are forgiven and free. And we just lift a special prayer up this morning for Curtis. We pray peace over the anxiety that he's feeling with his upcoming court date. And we pray that you would just reveal yourself to him, make yourself known to him, that your loving arms would wrap around him and his family, Curtis and Burrow and Ralph, and let them know that you are near. And just thank you, God, for being here with us in this place. And as we go from this place, Lord, we know that you go with us. So, Lord, be glorified, is what we pray. Amen. Reminder of how much God loves you and me. One of the greatest joys I feel that we have in this life is to be able to give to others. And I know as a giver, as a cheerful giver, it brings such joy to our hearts to know that our tithes, our offerings are being used to further the kingdom, to reach into this community and to show others the love of Jesus. Let's thank the Lord for our blessings. Father, we just turn to you this morning and we say thank you for the many blessings, for the many ways that you provide for our lives. And Lord, we just turn to you and we offer with a joyful heart, as a cheerful giver, a portion of what you have blessed us with. May it be used to further your kingdom. May it be used to bring glory to your name. And we just thank you for the giver and ask abundant, abundant blessings upon them. Thank you for each one. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Invite the children to come forward this morning for the children's moment. If there's any children here this morning, we'd love to have you join us up front here. He's safe at home. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, guys. How are we doing this morning? Doing okay? Hello, hello. Can you all see up front here? Can you all get a good view of the children up front here? Is this not the most precious thing you've ever seen? This is what warms my heart every Sunday. I love you guys, but I love these children even more. Like, it is just so, so precious. So I have this really fun question to ask you. What do you spend time thinking about? What do you spend time thinking about?
I spend time thinking of unicorns.
Unicorns, yes! They do exist. Don't deny it.
Bears.
You think about bears? Is that what you said? Yeah, bears?
Yeah, my brother loves bears.
He loves bears? Awesome. What else do we spend time thinking about? Go ahead. Yeah. Jesus. All right, wonderful. Yes, spend time thinking about Jesus. What do you spend time thinking about? God? Yes. Go ahead.
When he died and rose again.
When Jesus died and rose again. Wow. Yeah, such a critical time in history. Very true. Do you spend time thinking about food? Hey, you and I get along real well. Especially chocolate. I spend a lot of time thinking about chocolate. Combined with peanut butter, it just doesn't get any better than that. I know, right? Graham, what do you spend time thinking about?
I think about toys.
You think about toys? Yeah. With all this snow out here, I bet you there's some people out here thinking
about the...
You think about the snow, but there might be people thinking about the ocean and the waves crashing against the beach in 79-degree weather. Anyone out there thinking about that? I had a feeling there was a few of them. I know some of them are going to be enjoying that upper 70-degree weather in Florida here soon. We're not envious or jealous in any way, are we? Do you think
What we spend time thinking about is where our attention goes. Do you think what we spend our time thinking about is where our focus is? What do you think? If I'm always thinking about chocolate, you think my focus is on chocolate? Sometimes, huh? Yeah, what we spend the most time thinking about is where our focus is. And a lot of you said God, said Jesus, the cross and dying and rising again. We think about those kind of things. Do you think we're going to have better days or worse days if we're thinking about God? Oh, you okay?
Better days if we're thinking about God.
Right, absolutely. We would have better days because we're thinking about God, because our focus is on the right thing. So many times, and it's not wrong to think about these other things, to think about toys, to think about food, to think about all these other things, but the focus on Jesus helps us to be able to live life the way he would want us to, and making good decisions. So as you go through this life, think about all sorts of things, especially unicorns. Always think about unicorns. Unicorns are so imaginative. I love that. But think about God and keep God at the forefront of your mind as well. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, just thank you for each child. Thank you for the blessing that they are to us. They're so precious, not only in your sight, but they're precious in our sight. And we're thankful for each one. Lord, we just pray for their parents, Lord, as they bring them up in the faith, that we would just help them to be able to have their attention drawn towards you, towards Jesus, who loves them so much. And we just pray for each one and thank you for each one. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
the house, amen? Make some noise for the Lord, amen. Woo! You guys are good. You guys are real good. I love it. We're going to do something a little different this morning. I'm going to ask you if you can find a pew Bible. It says Holy Bible on the front of it. And we're going to read together. I think there's something very powerful about reading the Word of God together. So if we can find some Bibles for the choir. Do you have a Bible over there? Oh, I'll come over next year and you can... Oh, look at that. They're bringing you a Bible. So we're going to be in Psalm 111. So if you can find Psalm 111, that's where we're going to be reading together this morning in unison. But before we get to Psalm 111, I want to share a story with you. It's about a newlywed couple. And it was their first Christmas together. And this wife was deciding to cut the ends off of the ham. And she threw the pieces into the garbage. And the husband looked at the wife and said, "Why, oh, why would you throw the ends of the ham into the garbage?" And she said, "That's what my mother always did." And so the son calls his mother-in-law and says, "Mom, I'm not quite sure I understand. Your daughter just cut the ends off of the ham and threw them in the garbage." And the mother-in-law replies to her son-in-law and says, "Well, that's the way my mother always did it." And so the husband, the son-in-law, the grandson-in-law now calls grandma. And grandma answers with her sweet voice and says, good morning, grandson. What can I do for you today?" And the grandson says to grandma, "Your granddaughter just cut the ends off of the ham. And your daughter said she does it because that's what you do." And the grandmother said, "Oh dear, oh dearie, I only cut the ends off of the ham to fit it into the pan." Sometimes tradition, the way we always do things, can get in the way of God taking us forward, of moving us to where He wants us to go. And I think one of the key places that can become critical in our lives is as we worship. Sometimes we come here on a Sunday morning, and if we're honest, we just go through the motions. But if you look at the song that we sang this morning, "Great is the Lord," and you ponder those four words for a few moments, you really begin to realize just how great the Lord truly is. And so this morning, I want to spend our time just reflecting, remembering, because we celebrate communion in just a little bit, of how great the Lord is. There's so many things that we're thankful for. I know personally, I'm thankful for every single one of you, and I look so forward to Sunday mornings to be able to see your beautiful faces, because I know that this is a place God has called us to. But as we look at our individual lives and we see the things that God is doing, do we turn to Him? Do we thank Him and say, "God, You are great"? I understand there's suffering, there's struggles that we go through. But it's often about our focus. It's often about what we pay the most attention to that determines whether our day is going to be the best day ever or whether it could become a day we'd rather not remember. And it all starts with focus. If we roll out of the wrong side of the bed, for example, and we allow that to be our focus for the day, and we don't turn to the Lord and say, "God, I'm just thankful for this new day. I'm thankful for my family, for my friends. I'm thankful I have a job, a car. I'm thankful for this beautiful creation You've given us for." And if our focus is on ourselves, and I'm the first to admit, myself, me, often becomes that focus. And what I've learned over the years of following Christ is when the focus is on me, that means my focus isn't on God. And when my focus isn't on God, that day ahead of me suddenly becomes about me. One of the surefire ways we can determine where our focus lies is by our checkbooks. Now, I'm ashamed to say, when you look at my checkbook, there's a lot of debits to restaurants. I like to eat. And so my focus is on food. Not that food's not an important thing. God provides that for us. But when your focus becomes more about eating out than it is about spending time in God's Word, there's an issue. And so many of us, we have hobbies. We have things that we enjoy doing, which I'm certainly not saying there's anything wrong with. But what I'm saying is, often we need to simply take a moment and reflect, to look on our lives and say, where is my focus? Is my focus on God? Is there evidence? If I was in the court of law and they were trying to determine me guilty of following Christ, is there enough evidence to convict me? Is there enough evidence that the Holy Spirit is guiding my life? And so we walk through our days and we remember where we've been. We remember what God has done for us. And that's where we land this morning as we look at Psalm 111. But first, I'm going to ask for a screenshot, for a very quick screenshot to be shown on the screen. And it's gone. It's already disappeared. Now, how many of you, if I gave you a piece of paper right now, would be able to write every single item that you just saw on the screen? We all love tests, right? Ushers, where are you? Let's grab the paper. The reality is, we travel through life so quickly that we miss some of the greatness of God, some of the blessings that God provides. As we were at Camp Zortora yesterday, it gave us a bit of time to reflect on His beautiful creation. And I don't know how many deacons recognized the different species of birds that came to those feeders, but it was absolutely astounding to see cardinals, blue, I don't know if they were blue jays, bluebirds, whatever. I don't think they were bluebirds. I need my expert. Where's my expert on blue on birds? There she is. There probably isn't bluebirds right now, but it was blue. It was a blue bird. So it could have been. Oh, excellent. Okay. But the point is, had I been too focused on something else, I would have missed out on the greatness of God and His beauty and creation. So my encouragement for each of you is, don't travel through life so quickly that you miss many of the blessings that God has for us. And I think if we look around the church right now, there's many blessings that are around us. There's many people that have influenced our walk with the Lord. Many people who have spoken into our lives when we needed it most. And often people are the blessings we sometimes miss out on. Because we're so much in a hurry, we don't take time to build relationships. And so as we continue, here we are in February already of 2015. May we make it a focal point to be able to say, you know, I want to invest in relationships. Because we recognize that God is all about relationship. The entire reason He sent His Son to die on the cross, the entire reason He created Adam and Eve was for relationship. Because He loved us and He desired to have a relationship with us. So if we put the picture back on the screen again, and we have time to be able to focus on it, you can see there's a sailboat. You can see the fire truck. You can see the train to the right. At first glance, I didn't know they were marbles, but there's marbles. And there's a plethora of other items in that picture that had we just walked by so quickly that we didn't take time to study it, to look at it, we would have missed out on. And so that's where we are this morning with Psalm 111. We're going to read it together. We're going to just start with verses 1 through 3 and read those together. Verses 1 through 3. They may be on the screen as well. Let us begin. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are His deeds, and His righteousness endures forever. Now, that word righteousness, in today's modern lingo, if you will, means very, very good. One of our goals in life is to strive towards righteousness. And the only way we can strive towards righteousness is if our focus is on our Lord and Savior. If we're allowing the Holy Spirit to soak into our lives, to guide us into all truth, to direct us. Because we'll be the first to admit, when we direct ourselves, we actually end up crashing and burning. At least that's been a lot of the cases in my life. But when I've surrendered and I've submitted and I've said, Lord, have your way, and I've let the Holy Spirit guide me, things just turn out a lot better. There's a greater testimony that we can share. And in 2015, I'm encouraging each of us, as we're in this community, to share our stories with one another. If we focus on where God has led us, what He's brought us out of, we can see the glorious and majestic deeds. We can see the works that have been so great by the Lord in our lives. Sometimes it helps me to grab a pen and paper and to write down some of those things that God has done. And I put them on my refrigerator to remind me of just how great God is. Because we know we live in a world that passes us by so quickly. We become routine creatures. The same thing happens on a daily basis. But when we stop and we pause and we look towards God, we see things a bit differently. And we start to realize that there is greater reason, there's greater cause for our lives on this earth. And so may we be about sharing our stories with one another, allowing God to direct us. Because we know when we make the decision to love one another, to show love to others, they start to wonder, what is it about this person that they're being so nice to me? What do they want? But in reality, all we want for them is to know the greatest joy of Jesus Christ like we have in our lives. And so maybe you're here this morning and you're not quite sure about this whole Jesus thing. You're not quite sure that He even existed. And you have doubts in your minds and you're thinking, Jesus, really? He was just a teacher. I'd encourage you to consider the hope that He offers us, to consider the difference that He's made in so many people's lives. So let's continue this morning. Verses 4 through 7. He has caused His wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear Him. He remembers His covenant forever. He has shown His people the power of His works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of His hands are faithful and just. All His precepts are trustworthy. Those two words, gracious and compassionate. I can't think of two more powerful words to introduce into someone's life. We recognize someone as gracious as giving something that that person doesn't deserve. We recognize compassion as something that we give to someone that may not be feeling all too well and needs some compassion in their life. They've always been given the short end of the stick. And we can all think of people in our lives right now that use a little grace and compassion, a little less judgment. And so as the church, as the people of God, may we demonstrate His graciousness and His compassion. And may we see points in our lives where He has provided for us. It says, provides food for those who fear Him. That word fear, it's not like fearing God in judgment per se. But it's like a car and stepping out in front of the car. You have respect for that car because if you didn't have fear and respect for that car, you could end up getting hit by it. And so to fear the Lord is to respect the Lord, to be in awe of Him. And so this morning, may we find reason to be gracious and compassionate. May we find reason to be thankful because there's so many deeds that He has done for us. Let's continue verses 9 to the end. He provided redemption for His people. He ordained His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow His precepts have good understanding. To Him belongs eternal praise. Now, there's no greater news that we can offer this morning than that word redemption. That word redemption is the reason that we can look ahead to the last day of our lives knowing that we'll spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. But apart from Jesus dying on the cross, apart from Jesus being risen from the dead, that redemption would never have happened. So we turn to the Lord this morning and we ask His blessing over this time of communion. I'd invite the deacons to come forward as we share in the bread and the cup, and let's pray as they do so. Father God, we are incredibly thankful. We don't know where we'd be right now had it not been for that death on the cross. Lord, we don't know the hopeless state we would be in had you not risen from the dead. For we realize by you rising from the dead, you conquered death. But you didn't overconquer death, you conquered sin. And that sin stains our lives. Those things that we hold on to that don't allow us to be in right relationship with you, we just release in Jesus' name. And we lay them at the foot of the cross, never to return to them. For Father, we know that it's through that cross, through your Son's blood, that we ask to be blessed. Through your Son's broken body that we too ask to be blessed, that we have redemption. So Lord, we give you glory and you give us reason to live. You give us reason to be able to carry out your good news throughout this world. So help us to be about your business, bringing glory to your name. And it's in Jesus' name, amen.
The bread symbolizes Jesus' broken body. We can only imagine the pain, the torture that he went through as he died on that cross for each of us. So I invite you into a time of reflection. Where do you find your focus this morning as you remember God's broken body? Take a moment to reflect. The Lord Jesus says, "This is my body broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of me." You may eat. Father, we thank you for your broken body. We thank you for the pain that you endured on our behalf. And we sit here, we stand here, and we say thank you. Thank you for going to the cross for our lives to be redeemed. We pray, Lord, that we would not ever take this for granted, but on a daily basis remind us to focus, to remain forever in your will and your plan for our lives. And we trust you, Lord Jesus, that you would be lifted up at every moment, and it's in Jesus' name, amen. Jesus' blood poured out for you. Drink it in remembrance of him. You may drink. Father, we'd be ungrateful to think that we're always making the right choices in this life. So we come before you recognizing that it was this blood that covers the sin stains in our lives. And Lord, our goal for our life is to live for you. Our desire is to live for you. And so, Lord, we pray as we remember the blood, as we remember your broken body, that we would never be the same, that we would go forth from this place knowing the great price that you went to, what you did on that cross for each of us. And so, Lord, thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord Jesus Christ himself bring you comfort, bring you peace, bring you joy this week as we go through our daily struggles, as we go through this life, wanting to know him more. May you discover the joy that he brings and the confidence that we can have in trusting him. Go in peace.